Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Yes, you guys took $59 and some change off of my government card, and I have never heard of you before. I never ordered anything from you before. I'm 100% disabled, and this is going to take away me getting my medication, or something else. And I'm just going to have to tell you, I have to have my money back. I never ordered your services. I've never even heard of you before, and you took this money off my card, and I need my money to survive it through the month.
All right, sir, I'll be happy to see what I can pull up for you. What's your name and your zip code?
My name is Jeffrey Wayne Glasscock. And my zip code is 72701.
Do you know a Sioux?
Yeah.
For security purposes, can you confirm a matching street address to the zip code provided?
By her?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but we're separated. We're separated. She ain't here. So I don't know where she's at, and I really don't care. I'm good with that.
Okay, I'm just trying to tell you,
she doesn't have the authority to take money off my card. We are separated. We have been for a long time.
All right. I still need to confirm. I'm looking at the correct billing information. The zip code on the account is 727.
She used to live at the same address that I did.
Can you confirm that, please?
13191 Hazel Valley Road, Fayetteville, Arkansas, 72701.
Thank you. This is what we have on file.
Okay.
This is bringing up where yesterday, let me get this loaded, there was an online customer support survey completed and a sweepstakes enrollment completed, which was a chance to enter and win the mixer. It's a kitchen mixer.
Okay.
That in turn led for our Bites Hub meal planning application at $59.89. It was emailed to audie2218@gmail.com to provide the monthly enrollment and share recipe guides that'll cut out sugar and carb craving.
So you're telling me that she paid $60 to enter a contest?
Yes, it was a contest entry.
Oh, hell
for
no.
The
oh, hell no. Uh-uh. No, I'm telling you what. Put the money back on my card, please, or I'm going to get some serious lawyers involved here, and I'm going to have y'all brought up on charges against the United States government for you using the United States of America on your stamp. Watch what happens. I need my money back. I did not spend it. I am not anybody named Sue. This is my card. I need my money so I can eat and live in the lights and stuff. I'm disabled, and it keeps my light bills and my food and well, I got to choose between food and medication, but yeah, I need my money back.
All right, I understand. Let me have everything situated here for you, and I'll be able to provide a confirmation number for your records. Just a second.
All right, thank you very much. I do appreciate your time, and I'm sorry if I'm coming off like I'm not mad at you, but I'm mad that it happened, and now I'm going to bring charges up on her on my own for doing it, because like I said, we're separated and have been for quite a while. My children, my kids are grown, they're in their 30s, and they come and they check on me, they bring me stuff all the time. You know, they help take care of me. If I need to go do something, they take me to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good to hear. That's nice.
So, but yeah, I don't need her. And I damn sure don't need her taking money off my car.
Perfectly understood. I'm just working to have that reversed. To let
I
you know.
I sure appreciate your time and your attitude. You are one of the most helpful people that I have had to contact in the last 2 years when I've had this card. I don't know how people keep packing it. I keep changing it and keep ordering new cards, but you're one of the nicest people that's ever helped me out. Thank you very much.
It's definitely no problem, sir. If you'll give me about 30 seconds longer, I'll be able to provide that confirmation number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Appreciate your patience. At this time, the account's fully canceled. Nothing further will be billed effective immediately today. The refund of the $59.89 will post back within 3 to 5 business days. And the confirmation number for all that is going to be C, as in Charlie.
Hey, if I give you my Gmail address, can you just email it to me, please?
All emails are generated by our system. I would not be able to promise one sent out.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, because I don't have a pen with me right now. Hang on. Let me get a pen, okay?
Sure. Take all the time you need.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, I'm ready now.
All right, that number is C as in Charlie, 920-548-266.
All right, I'm going to repeat that back to you. Tell me if I'm correct. C920-548-266.
That's correct.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anything
can I have the employee number, please?
Yes, sir. My station ID, that number is 15422.
All right. And your first name?
My name is Ashley.
Ashley? Boy, that's a beautiful name. I've got a niece named Ashley. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, how old is she?
Right now she's probably about 32.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was born half deaf, and she's such a sweetheart of a person. Though she's got such a beautiful personality and heart, and she still can talk to you. She can read lips. She can halfway hear you, but
yeah,
haven't seen her in years now.
Okay.
But thank you very much, Ashley. You have been very helpful. I do appreciate everything you've done for me. You have been the best person to help me in years, and they need to give you a raise.
Well, thank you, sir. It's no problem.
I asked for your employee number and your first name because I'm going to call them and brag on you and try to get you a raise.
That would be pretty helpful.
Yeah, I'll be 58 next month.
Okay. Well, happy early birthday.
I had a small stroke, and then I came down with that COVID right when it first came out. Mm-hmm. It put me in an intensive care unit, strapped to a bed with a ventilator in me for 11 days. Died twice. Once on the way to the hospital, and they had to shock me back to life. And then once while I had all that stuff down my throat and everything, and I came back and they were working all on me again. Boy, was evil stuff. It shut down all my organs. I mean, everything. It shut down my kidneys. It shut down my liver. It shut down my heart and lungs. And it was bad. I had machines keeping me alive.
I'm so sorry to hear all that you went through. I'm glad.
I'm just telling you, I had COPD on top of that and had for years, and that put me down. So, yeah, I do appreciate you helping me get my money back. Thank you so much, Ashley. You have a wonderful life. You're a beautiful person. Goodbye.
Thanks for calling customer support, sir. You do as well. Even your older business